This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, dating, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, I'm in the middle of some mess. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've always hated technology, and here's why. The darn camera at the front door of our house caused a huge misunderstanding. My husband's daughter had her first child, and the baby came early, so my husband rushed out to Colorado to help her assemble the baby's crib and do other little things to get the house ready for the baby. I stayed behind because our 15-year-old was getting ready to go back to school. In the process of running around with my son for back-to-school shopping, I fell at the mall and I sprained my ankle. My husband told his friend and his friend's wife to check on me. My friend met me at home on the day it happened, so he could help me get into the house. He also brought my son and I a couple of pizzas. My husband saw him on the cameras and called to thank him. At least that's what he told me he did. But when my husband called me, he was going off on me. He said I never should have let his friend come into the house if he didn't have his wife with him. Our son was in the house and I was wearing a brace on my leg, so I'm not sure why my husband was so upset. The next day, after his friend dropped by to pick my son up, to take him to meet his girlfriend at the movies, I got a call from my husband. And again, he yelled at me, but he didn't say a word to his friend. I don't understand why he doesn't trust his friend, but he asked him to check on me after my injury. What does it matter if the man's wife didn't come with him? I don't want his friend. The front door camera has put me in the middle of some mess. It was completely innocent. Why is my husband taking it out on me? All out on me. Well, simply because men don't like other men in the house alone with their wives when they are not there. It's just that simple. Although your case is quite different because you were incapacitated at the time, it didn't matter to your husband. Even though he called the friend, it still didn't matter. And let me say this, is not that your husband doesn't trust you. He probably doesn't trust his friend or any other man up around his wife when he's away. That's just how it is. Because if anything happens, he's all the way in Colorado. He can't do anything about it. We all know accidents can happen, of course, in life. And he shouldn't have yelled at you, but he was just being a man. Yes, it was overprotective and jealous behavior on his part. So thank God he knows now that you and his friend didn't do anything with each other. But the yelling at you, I don't like that. He was wrong for that. He could have let you know that he didn't want another man in the house while he was away. And he could have asked you to please make sure that his wife came with him. But again, you were incapacitated at the time. He was mad about it, your husband, and thought you should have known better. And what he said came out unfiltered. Steve?
This letter is really kind of crazy because this is all because of the husband. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything in this letter is because of the request that the husband made. Now, Shirley's absolutely correct, and men don't like other men in their house when they're not there. You know, I ain't got no friends can come visit my house and I ain't home. Sit around, I'm going in here and talk to Margie. No, partner, what you talking about? But he invited this. You got hurt, you sprained your ankle, you got a knee brace. Y'all's daughter had her first child. And the baby came early, so my husband rushed out to Colorado to help her assemble the baby's crib and do other things to get the house ready for the baby. Where did daddy at for the baby? Where did baby daddy at in this letter? I don't know. So I guess she's single. I guess her and the guy fell out. I don't know. That ain't really what the letter's about, but I was curious. Where did baby daddy at? Why you got to fly all the way to Colorado to put together a baby bag? I don't understand that. Anyway, so he knew he had to leave, and you stayed behind because y'all's 15-year-old was getting ready to go back to school. Now, you done hurt yourself. Then your husband told his friend and his friend's wife to check on me. His friend met me at home on the day it happened so he could help me get into the house. He also bought my son and I a couple of pizzas. My husband saw him on the cameras and called to thank him. At least that's what he told me. But when he called you, he was going off on me. He said you should have never let his friend come in the house if he didn't have his wife with him. Well, I understand what he's saying. But ain't you the one that asked your friend to do this? You're the one. And the man's wife was okay with him going over there without her. Because he was taking a couple of pizzas over there for her and the son. And he was helping you get in the house. Now, why he mad at you for this, for not knowing the man law rule, which don't really apply here, because your man asked the man to do this. See, that's different. If I look on the camera and all of a sudden I see this dude just being Captain Helpful. Whoa, hey, hold up, partner. Get you over here. She can get in the house. She hurt her leg. She didn't lose a leg. It's still on there. So, you know, I could have understood where he's coming from, but this is a bit much of an overreaction. And I'll tell you what it's from when we come back. But it's a bit of an overreaction, and it's all because of a phone call he made.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm in the middle of some mess. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm in the middle of some mess.
Yeah, you're in the middle of some mess that was created by your husband. You all have a daughter that lives in Colorado who had a baby that came early, so your husband rushed out there to help her put together the crib and all this stuff and get the house ready for when the baby come home. Okay, so he left you at the home with y'all's 15-year-old who had to go back to school. You went out shopping for some school clothes, and you fell and hurt yourself at the mall. Your husband called his friend, who stays like in the neighborhood or somewhere like that, I don't know, and asked him to go and check on y'all and look out for you because you had hurt your leg. So in coming from the hospital, the friend anticipates you may need help getting out the car, so he's over there to meet you when you get out the car to help you up the steps or however your house is set up. And he bought a pizza, a couple pieces for you and your son to eat. Your husband sees this on the doorbell camera, calls the man and thanks him, but then he calls you and goes off because you let a man in the house where he wasn't there. Your husband called this man and asked him and his wife to check on you. Now, he mad at you because you let the man in the house. You don't understand the rule. Men don't like men in their house when they're not there. But he asked the guy to help out. So at least he was aware. Now, if he was unaware of the man coming over to the house, that's another thing. But he was aware. So now, but you in there tripping because you're trying to figure out your son was in the house with y'all. You wearing a brace on your leg, so I'm not sure why your husband was upset. The next day, his friend dropped by to pick up my son, y'all's son, to take him to meet his girlfriend at the movies. I got a call from my husband again. He yelled at me but didn't say a word to his friend. I don't understand why he doesn't trust his friend, but he asked him to check on me after my injury. What does it matter if the man's wife didn't come with him? I don't want his friend. The front door camera has put me in the middle of some mess, and it's completely innocent. Why is my husband taking it all out on me? Which leads me to my favorite quote that I've heard from a minister this year, Bishop Bronner from Atlanta. Be careful of people who are the victims of circumstances they created. Be careful of people who are victims of circumstances that they created. Your husband created this whole thing. Now he upset because you let a man in the house. You told a man to go over there. And if you told a man to go over there, you should have said, hey, man, go in there, but stay on the porch. But you ain't say that. The wife know you told the man to come over here. Now, had you not said that, she may have said, oh, no, we good. So we okay. We don't need a... No, you don't have to help me in the house. No, I'm okay. But you sent him over there. The only thing I can tell you is there's a form of insecurity going on here. Now, there's a man code that we don't like men in our house, but you invited the guy over there. You told him to go over there and look in on him. The man's wife ain't having no problem with him going over there. But you do. I think it's backwards. I think this is an easy one for you to say, hey, look, I'm so confused. You told him to come over. You told me you told him to come over. You didn't tell me not to let him in the house. And you didn't tell me that he had to have his wife with him. So now how you mad at me? And you're not really in the middle of no mess, lady, if you do like a woman does. Turn it.
Flip it.
Turn it on. Had it happen to me so many times. Turn it. Do what women do. Turn it.
Like
and
what?
Stop
like
using logic. Use emotion. See, the women, you have a trump card. Don't use logic. You're talking logical. Use emotion. I'm going to hurt my leg and I'm falling just mauling there. You send this man over his house to help me. And then he helped me and now you know. I feel worse now. And look at you. You ain't even here. So now you care about that baby motor. You care about me. You the flip. You done stayed over here and helped me with my leg. And where's the baby daddy at anyway? He should have been putting that crib together. What you fly over there and spend all that money? Now that crib to cost us $1,200.
All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry
Letter. I told you that boy wasn't no good when they was dating each other, but you come talk about him. He ain't high no more.
And Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
If you'd have raised this 15-year-old like a man, he would have helped me get in the house anyway.
iHeartRadio app. Free now.
Sounds
so good.
Don't know how to order a pizza. You raised this little punk 15-year-old boy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.